Okay, with us on the line this morning, Paul Fredrickson. Paul's a regular on this program. He's the president of Brand Biz, and he's a resident expert on promotion, digital marketing, and probably a dozen other things. And Paul, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Dave. Good to be on.
Well, it's always great having you on here. I always learn a lot, and it seems like the situation, I mean, it's a dire situation for retailers out there, for the independent retailer. And I've had people on this program talking about how likely down the road, 5 to 10 years, there's going to be a whole lot fewer of them. And just let me run through some of this stuff quickly.
Sure.
The competitive situation is getting more challenging every day. The big box players are getting more rigorous. Their service is improving all the time. They're taking share. The percentage of millennials out there are growing, of course, and that's growing every day. Other groups, even old people, are getting more internet savvy, and as a result, they're buying more online. Internet sales are going to grow exponentially. Online players are gaining share on a regular basis. Online floor covering sales are pegged to go only in one direction, and that's up. Then there's the shop online guys, the pickup at the store. That's one of the things that Home Depot is offering, and others. I expect that's going to grow. The big cash and carry players, the floor decor, I guess, is the one that comes to mind. They're getting bigger. Floor and decor has just gone public. And then, of course, there's the in-home players. They're always a difficult group to compete with. On top of that, we're seeing a lot of independents grow. They're becoming bigger. They're buying some of their competitors. They're gaining critical mass. And they're an imposing competitor for a smaller independent retailer. And as I mentioned at the beginning, 15 years ago or so, there were about 20,000 independent retailers. Currently, there's about half of that. And many think, as I said, 5 to 10 years, that number is going to be closer to, say, 5,000. So the situation here is, I don't know, is pretty grim, I think. I'd be really aware of that if I were a retailer. So what's a retailer to do? How do you even start to tackle all these problems? How do you prioritize them? And do we address all of them in one fell swoop? Or what's your thoughts on this?
Well, you know, it's, if I could just... add a little bit to your assessment of the situation out there. You know, it's interesting in the decline of independent specialty retailers, and as far as numbers are concerned. I mean, you're looking at anticipated drop in those numbers to. Almost the number of Home Depot locations there are, almost being on par with that. I think Home Depot is over 4,000 stores. That's incredible. I mean, as you said, only a few years ago, no one would have ever thought anything like that. So it's a considerable drop. Where this thing could be going. I would say that dealers need to really kind of go back to the basics with regard to determining what their position is in the marketplace, because the marketplace has changed so dramatically in the past 5 years now since the end of the Great Recession, and which is a kind of a good news, bad news kind of situation, right? So, the good news is, the economy seems to be moving in the right direction and it's getting back on track. It's been a very slow, agonizing process, but it is moving in that way. The bad news is that as the economy improves, the competition begins to heat up considerably. So that you've got some very able and well-funded competitors from all kinds of retail channels, which are going to basically surround the independent. as you've sketched out so well, up front. You know, but the basics, and I always advise clients, and as we do a sort of a marketing assessment before we start making recommendations, we look at what old school basically outlines as the three C's. We look at the category, and we look at the customer, and we look at the competition. And so if you have a good grasp, the three C's in your business, then, you're on your way to determining what the best strategy is in order to compete effectively with whoever you're running up against in your particular market. And the trick is, of course, that it's not a one-size-fits-all solution because, Dave, as you know, the dealer in, let's say, Boise, Idaho, is going to have a whole different set of problems or challenges, let's say, challenges, than, let's say, a dealer in Kennesaw, Georgia. So it's one of those things. I mean, you have to look at it in your marketing area. You have to look at it with the kind of customer that you're catering to. That's where you're getting the most sales and the most profitable sales. And you have to look at it from the standpoint of what is your local competitive set, and go from there and start building a strategy on that. So I would say start very basic.
I got the impression from an earlier conversation that you had sort of divided these into two categories. And again, retailers obviously have a whole lot to do already. It's not like they're going to be really proficient of doing a lot of other things on top of that, but you've got sort of strategic way of looking at this and a tactical way of looking at this.
Exactly.
How would you divide some of these issues into one of those categories?
It's from a strategic standpoint, the great thing about marketing is, you always kind of approach it from a sort of a almost a military kind of a standpoint, don't you? A lot of the terminology is the same and that kind of thing. But the strategic view looks at the bigger picture, and it establishes, overall goals that you would have in your particular situation. So from a strategic standpoint, you're trying to always grow your business. You certainly don't want to, allow a competitor to come in and start taking business away from you. So, what is, your overarching goal, for the year with regard to, sales and growth and traffic in your store and that kind of thing. And then from a tactical standpoint, is how do you address those issues specifically with regard to generating traffic or with regard to staying competitive against, a much larger competitor, if that's the case, in your particular market area. Mm-hmm. So you develop tactics in order to reach the customer that you're going after is going to help you get past that particular issue. Think of strategy in terms of, the bigger picture. We often talk in terms of, looking at a situation from the 30,000-foot level, that kind of thing. Tactics get into, the more detailed, the more specific, means of approaching or tackling an issue. Mm-hmm. Usually it's, has a lot to do with media selection. It may have a lot to do with, the kind of creative that you're putting out there, what you're communicating in advertising or social media. It's how you're reaching your target audience. Are you doing it through traditional media? Is it a mix of traditional media and social media? Is it, are you trying to reach them directly through direct email or direct mail? Any number of ways
I gotcha.
Are,
I
you
gotcha.
know, marketing tactics that you would do that with.
You know, one of the things that I was just thinking of while you were saying that is the old adage that if you can't measure it, you can't improve it.
And if you can't measure it, you can't manage it.
Yeah, exactly.
And as a result, I mean, and if you can't manage it, you can't improve it. You're absolutely right.
What I'm thinking is, and I suspect that most all retailers above $1 million probably have industry-specific software where they can digitally see where they are at any given second, as opposed to something like QuickBooks, you know, where you basically can see what you've done.
Yeah, you know, and I think you raise an incredibly good point, Dave, because you know, in this day and age, you know, there's lots of technology out there that, in essence, allows you as the independent retailer to level what we call level the playing field. Your competitors are using the same software, the same programs as well. You know, in order to orchestrate their marketing programs and so forth. You know, you have access to the same thing. Now, you may not be doing it on the size and scale of Home Depot, but by the same token, if you're not utilizing the tools that are available to you out there, and some of them aren't all that expensive. If you're failing to use that, then shame on you. I mean, you're not taking advantage of the technology out there. I used to work for a guy that, small agency, and you know, he always told me, drill this into me, and I think it's absolutely true, that you never want to cheat yourself with regard to the technology. You know, the technology is the great equalizer, and you want to make sure that you've got, you know, the best equipment, the best access to the internet, the speed to do the business, to gather the information, to do the searches, to do the outreach to your database and so forth. If you're not, if you're still relying on a modem and a fax machine, you're not going to be able to compete.
I interviewed one of the suppliers of industry-specific software who had developed a system for the salesperson. Mm-hmm. And he said, if you show up on the sales floor with a legal pad and a calculator from Walmart, a lot of people are going to walk out of the store, and they said, you're probably not going to be able to hire anybody under 35. That's really true.
Yeah. It's interesting too. I mean, the manufacturers are all hip to that as well, right? So,
he had a system.
They're all arming their territory managers, regional managers, and so forth with tablets, iPads or whatever.
That's right. And he had a system where you would, as you talk with a customer, you can let them walk out of the store with the total presentation, including room settings and including various products and even videos, and that allows them to put that up on social media if they want to, and technology also. It seems to me, and I've learned this really from John Simonson, the information you can get from Google on your website, everything under the sun. And I don't know how many people use that. I mean, it's awfully confusing to me as a layman, but there's all kinds of information as to what works and what doesn't, and where people are that are coming on your site, and et cetera. That's another thing, just in terms of technology, that everybody has to embrace, it would seem to me.
Well, I would say, you're dead on right on all of that, and the one thing that the big driver, obviously, on all of these considerations and so forth is the emerging, millennial consumer. I would say that you know, looking at it from a big picture standpoint and demographically speaking, you know, the recession, you know, pretty well, kicked the boomer to the side in a lot of respects. You know, kind of took the wind out of the baby boomer sales a bit and took them out of the market, you know, because so much of the flooring, you know, is a deferred purchase. You know, it's not something that's, you know, you got to have in most cases to survive, right? So
that's true.
You know, you can put that purchase off. But what you've got now, what's interesting, I think, is with an improving economy overall, you know, you've got the emergence of the millennial as a consumer of everything, and floor covering would be in that category as well. What's balancing that is the ability to own a home and the costs that are associated with that. That's sort of a bit of a dampening effect. However, you know, given that information, you know, I would challenge, you know, independent retailers to be looking very strongly at how they can build their multifamily business, because if homes are not being built as quickly as you know, people would like to see them, and qualifying for home loans is challenging for the emerging millennial consumer. There are more apartments being built, and hey, you know, there's floor covering's got to go in those things, right? So
I hear you. You know, expanding on this whole technology thing, and I guess the basic it would seem to me for all retailers is to have a competitive website. Everybody knows that, but I guess what is a competitive website probably changes every month, I suppose. What do you think?
Well, you know, there are, this is a great discussion because we've talked about this in the past, and I think that, you know, you need to look at your website as basically, you know, your online portal, right, to your business and to, you know, to how you serve customers and that kind of thing. It's, you know, it's that virtual store, even if you're not doing e-commerce on that site. You know, it's where you're going to welcome your potential customer. We know from research that has been conducted by WFCA and others that, you know, so much of the shopping occurs online before she ever sets foot into a store, and the sales cycle is not an impulse buy, rarely. I mean, it's a very thoughtful purchase. So that online presence for that retailer, you know, the independent retailer, is every bit as important as it is for Lumber Liquidators or a Floor and Decor or any large national competitor. I mean, every bit as important, and everything that goes with that presence is as important. You know, your online reputation is as important as it is for your bigger competitors.
Yeah. And the bottom
line
is, your
social media connections are as important. So, I mean, it's all very valid. It's all very important.
Well, if a potential consumer is not enamored with your website, you are never going to see him in your store. He very likely, or she, is going to buy floor coverings, but they're probably not going to buy them from you.
It gets back to the original premise that we were talking about earlier, and that is, you know, good news is we're out of the recession. Bad news is we're out of the recession. You know,
yeah.
Bad news is that, you know, you've got everyone getting their game up, you know. And the challenge to you, even if you've been in business for 20 or 30 years, and even if you have a very loyal customer following, even if you have a lot of these things going in your favor, you know, the challenge to you is to stay current and to stay very fresh as far as your presentation is concerned.
Exactly.
And I
right.
tell you, I think one of the things that the independent retailer should seriously consider is hiring a millennial. I mean, if you don't have a somebody in their mid-20s to early 30s on your staff, and handling the stuff for you and keeping you current and keeping you on top of what's happening, in this space, you need to find somebody.
Good idea. You know, I was talking to John Simonson the other day, and of course, he's got a raft of clients, all of whom are pretty internet savvy. And he was able to find, and I guess this was from Google Analytics, that almost all of them had the input was from cell phones or tablets, 50%
right.
from a mobile device.
Right.
And
right.
I suspect that's pretty typical. And
right.
that means, you have to make that a very nice-looking presentation, or they're gone.
Well, obviously WordPress and other software platforms for designing, building websites and so forth, they are automatically geared to create a mobile-friendly site. Once you mm-hmm. start building it and designing it, I mean, that's no longer an option. I mean, to be found on Google, you have to be mobile capable.
One of the points he made that is, with your regular layout, if somebody's looking for your address, for example, or for specific information, you don't want them to have to scroll down find it, and that has to be something
right.
that has to be rethought, I guess. But
well, I guess the irony of the whole thing, isn't it? I mean, like we were saying a second ago, I mean, floor covering is certainly by and large, it's not an impulse purchase. I mean, it's a thought out comparison shopped purchase, and we know, from studies of women shoppers, I mean, they differ from male shoppers in that women are not just shopping, but they're looking for the perfect solution, okay? And they won't settle until they find it. And you've got that juxtaposed to, like Simonson was saying, you've got to your information that you communicate on your site, on that iPhone or Android device or whatever, has got to be immediate. It's got to load fast. You've got to have the pertinent information right there. I've got to be able to find you, quickly to be in my consideration set for what may be a purchase decision, which may take weeks. It's an irony that's very interesting. But again, if the retailer isn't hip to that, if they're not savvy to that, then they could be losing sales and money.